Pennsylvania is one of many states with safety concerns about crude oil trains traveling through their cities and communities. This year alone, there have been spills and fires from 7 different oil train derailments in the U.S. and Canada. Much of the crude oil traveling by rail through Pennsylvania comes from the Bakken region of North Dakota. It's headed to refineries in Philadelphia, and it's highly flammable. The investigative news group Public Source has been looking into crude oil trains. In a story earlier this year, reporter Natasha Kahn estimated that 1.5 million Pennsylvanians live, work, or go to school within a half a mile of train tracks where crude oil passes by. That half a mile is significant because under federal rules, anyone in that zone would be evacuated if there's a crude oil train disaster. Now Kahn has a new story about whether Pennsylvania is doing enough to prevent train derailments and plan for potential disasters. She joined me in the studio earlier this week. While train safety regulation is a federal issue, some states with a large volume of crude oil trains passing through have passed their own laws, like California, which implemented a fee on barrels of oil coming into the state to help pay for emergency response. I asked Kahn, why hasn't Pennsylvania done the same?
That's a good question. Earlier this year in June, 2 Senate committees held a hearing where they heard from railroads, emergency response officials, and government officials about what could be done to address crude by rail safety. Since then, no lawmakers have made any moves to introduce or pass legislation like other states have.
Pennsylvania's been locked in a budget stalemate for months. Could that somehow be preventing the state from acting on rail safety?
Sure. I have talked to people who've said really all lawmakers are doing right now is focusing on the budget impasse, and then that's sort of put everything else on hold. So maybe once lawmakers figure that out, they will make moves on this issue. But right now they're just in the exploratory phase. The committee executive director of the Senate Transportation Committee, you know, told me that they're really taking their time looking at this issue because they want to do things right.
Governor Wolf hired Alan Zaremski, who's a rail safety expert, and he came out with a report with some recommendations for Pennsylvania. Have any of the recommendations been followed, or what's been done to follow up on those recommendations?
Sure. I talked to Governor Wolf's spokesman, Jeff Sheridan, about this, and he said that the railroads are complying with some of those recommendations, which really focused on improving track conditions and inspections. One of the recommendations that the railroads aren't complying with, according to the Wolf administration, is slowing trains down through populated areas. Right now, they go at a speed of a maximum of 40 miles per hour. The Wolf administration, via that report, have asked railroads to slow trains down to 35 miles per hour through population centers of 100,000 or more people.
Have any states successfully reduced the speeds? And how could that be enforced? How could Pennsylvania enforce that?
Yeah, enforcement of that is complicated because railroads are largely under the purview of the federal government. BNSF Railroad has already slowed trains down to 35 miles per hour, and they're the largest hauler of crude oil in the nation. So I think that has really been used by government officials to say, hey, BNSF has already done this. Why can't the railroads hauling crude oil in Pennsylvania do this as well?
What does the railroad industry say about these state laws and policies, which are in addition to federal regulations?
I didn't actually get to speak directly with the two crude oil haulers in the state for this story. I asked them to, but in general, from interviews I've had with other safety officials, you know, it's regulated as a national system because these trains are moving across the nation through many, many states. So it makes sense that they would have to be regulated at the federal level and comply with a national set of standards. Like, for instance, in California, the railroads sued the state after it tried to pass legislation requiring railroads submit emergency response plans.
Is anybody holding Pennsylvania's feet to the fire on this issue?
I spoke with one state environmental group, Penn Future, the policy director there, Matt Stepp, and he said that, you know, Pennsylvania lawmakers can take action on this now. He wanted to see maybe a doubling or tripling of state rail inspectors. Also, for Pennsylvania to have its own oil spill response fund, which other states have increased their funds since this phenomena has happened. There's been an uptick in crude oil by rail since the end of 2008, around that time. I think that states are still, you know, sort of testing out where they have legal authority in this matter, doing sort of creative things like in Washington, instead of implementing a fee on the railroads for the oil that they're transporting, they actually put the fee on the oil industry, you know, to help pay for emergency response initiatives and programs. So
I can't imagine that the oil industry is happy about that. Is that Washington State?
In Washington State. I didn't dive too much into that in my reporting, but the oil industry has traditionally had that fee for transporting oil on ships. And I think that the legislation that Washington passed earlier this year just extended that to railroads because they never really had to deal with so much oil being transported on railroads out there.
How far do these state measures go in really preventing disasters? Will they be effective, or are they just in some measure to make the public feel better?
Right. I see what you mean by that. I mean, a lot of these states like Minnesota and Washington have passed laws that fund more rail inspectors. So if you have more rail inspectors either watching the railroads and the track conditions, I would argue, and I think many would, that that would be a benefit and could potentially prevent some derailments. Then what they can do in case of a derailment, because states don't have the ability to, say, regulate the style or design of tank cars or exact equipment that have to be used to monitor the tracks, that's all within the federal government. So what they're doing is focusing on, okay, how can we create revenue to pay for more and get our emergency response really squared away and in order, and possibly get more information on how railroads would respond to potential accidents, where they place hazardous material, you know, firefighting foam and other materials, and, you know, how exactly they do this, because that right now those plans aren't required on the level that many states say that they need to be.
Natasha Khan is a reporter at Public Source, an investigative news organization reporting on Pennsylvania. To get a good picture of what states are doing about crude oil train safety, check out our website. She shared a map there. That's at alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.